Looking to beef up your vocabulary in the new year? Wayne State's Word Warriors can help. They've published a list of seldom used words they'd like to revive in 2022. It's the antithesis of Lake Superior State's banished words list. Word Warriors curator Chris Williams says they've chosen 10 terms that deserve a fresh look.
Let's look at those and see if we can bring those back. There's a lot of great words that kind of get lost to time. You know, slang starts changing things, the way people talk. You know, we lose forms of speech that add a lot to our writing and to our speaking. And so our goal is, let's see if we can bring some of those words back.
So let's jump into this year's list, which comes in the midst of the worst wave of the COVID-19 pandemic to date. It's been almost 2 years now. Many people are weary of wearing masks, social distancing, working remotely, avoiding large gatherings, and we might feel an irresistible urge to do something inadvisable. And there's a word for that. What is it?
There is a word for that. It is kakoethes. And that is a Greek and Latin word, old Greek and Latin word. And like you said, it's an urge to do something inadvisable. And I think you described that perfectly. I was thinking of it in forms of, you know, I want to lose some weight at the beginning of the year, and I have some kakoethes to go eat some pizza.
Don't we all? At some point or another, the pandemic has given many of us the collywobbles. Define that for us.
Sure. Collywobbles is intense anxiety or nervousness, especially with stomach queasiness. So it's those butterflies in the stomach, that you get before giving a speech or going on stage or anything like that.
A mandate is something that is required, though not necessarily wanted, especially after almost 2 years. Is there a word for something that is required or wanted?
Sure. Desiderata. And I had to look up how to pronounce that because that one was tripping me up. But desiderata is things that are required or wanted, especially if you're talking in terms of mandates or legal requirements, things like that. So city councils will meet to look at all the desiderata before they make a decision on something.
We've all had bad hair days even before the pandemic, sometimes producing a condition known as elf lock. What is elf lock?
Elf lock is exactly what it sounds like. It is as if your hair has been matted by elves. I have a 6-year-old daughter and she has long, curly blonde hair. And ever since I came across this word, about 3 times a week, she'll get up and her hair is a mess. And I'll just look at her and I'm like, oh, you have elf lock this morning. And it looks like elves have come in and tied knots in your hair in the middle of the night.
I didn't know that was something elves did.
In addition to making shoes and cookies, I think they like to come and tie knots in your hair.
Well, we're about halfway through the list now, and we're going alphabetically so as not to foozle things. What is foozle?
Foozle is to fumble, bungle, or make a mess of something. It's one of those words that when I hear it, it sounds like what it is. Foozle, I just get this picture of someone catching a football and, you know, it's wobbling around in their hands and finally hits the ground.
A word similar to that is fudgel, which is not necessarily as sweet as it sounds.
No, fudgel is it's pretending to work when in reality, you're not really doing anything. And I know nothing about that.
Oh, no, neither do I. Not at all. You know, just try to look busy. You know, it's been said that it's better not to use a long word when a shorter one will do, lest we sound grandiloquent.
Grandiloquent is it's pompous or extravagant in language, style, or manner, especially in a way that is intended to impress. And I think it's a really good word for word warriors because a lot of the times we're urging people to be a bit grandiloquent with some of these words.
The next word on the list is malapert. Can you give me an example of what that means?
Malapert is when you are disrespectful to a person of higher standing. So it's when you're talking down at someone who has some authority over you. It's rolling your eyes at the boss, things like that.
That's not always a good thing to do, of course. Otiose is the next word on the list. Otiose, what does that mean?
Otiose is serving no practical purpose or result. I have a lot of otiose items in a junk drawer by my sink right now.
We seem to be on a theme here of things, you know, to look busy and, you know, make it look like we're actually doing things. And that brings us to the last entry on the list, which when companies coming over, we may have a tendency to scurry funge. What is that?
Scurry funge is, it's when you hastily tidy a house. And I had never heard of this word before. It cropped up earlier this year. And it is maybe my favorite word that we came up with this year. It's the idea that companies coming, you got to make the house look nice. So you scurry funge.
I am not familiar with the word, but I am absolutely familiar with the concept. So how do you decide which words make the list? And has a word made it more than once?
Sure. Words don't make it more than once because I have a nice little computer program that will let me know if a word's already been chosen. But basically, people can go to wordwarriors.wayne.edu at any time, and they can submit a word. So if they come across something while they're reading and think, wow, I haven't heard that word. I like that word. Let's try and bring it back. They can just go to that website and submit it. And we'll sort through it and we'll see, does it make sense to have this? Sometimes we'll look back and see how widely is it being used right now? Is it just a word that sounds fun? Does it seem like something we'd want to bring back? And we'll include it. And then at the end of the year, we look and we see what words have gained the most traction on our Facebook page, in conversation, and we choose 10 of those.